Structures of the language in every class, the more confident you will be when you use them in real life, and the more effective you will be as a communicator in English. And in this global world of ours, communicating effectively is absolutely key to success. By means of face-to-face classes or video conference classes, Vaughn will make all the difference for your English. And you will make all the difference for your company.
Más información en Barcelona en el 933398687. En Madrid en el 911335831.
Hey guys, are you sitting around your home just wondering what to do? Well, why don't you sign up for Vaughn's English class via video conference? That's right, now you can have the best teachers in the comfort of your own home. You'll get personalized attention because there's a maximum of only 6 students per class. Give us a call, 91-133-5831. Learn English with Vaughn via video conference classes. Sign up now.
Prueba el método Vaughan con nuestro curso trimestral. Elige entre nuestra modalidad presencial o por videoconferencia. Y el resto, déjanoslo a nosotros. 3 meses de listening y speaking con los mejores profesores del mercado. Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate. Curso trimestral de Vaughan. Para más información sobre cualquiera de nuestros cursos, llámanos al 91-133-5833 y te ayudaremos con lo que necesites. 91-133-5833.
You're listening to The Drive Time Show with Kyle Miller.
Back, everybody. It's your friend Kyle here with the third and final half hour of our Drive Time show here on Vaughn Radio. And remember, you can listen on our app if you don't have it yet, the Vaughn Radio app, of course, at vaughnradio.com as well, and through numerous frequencies around the world. Well, around Spain, I should say, at least for now. And if you would prefer to listen in podcast form, you can search for the Drive Time Show. This is the Drive Time Show. You can find us on iVox, iVox.com, and also on Spotify. So take a look there for the Drive Time Show, and you can practice with all the translations, the challenges we do, and all of the stuff that we do throughout the show, because practice makes perfect. You know, so if you struggle with a section, why not go back and listen to it again? Or if you want to do the translation sentences that I do at the start of every show in the warm-up gym, well, you can go and find hundreds of episodes of the Drive Time Show there at iVox.com or at the iVox app, and you can work through those translations and practice, practice, practice. All right, let's push forward and begin this half hour with today's What's the Difference?
Like, ask, make, do, go, come, take, bring.
What's the difference?
What's the difference? Or what's the difference today? Destination and destiny. So, destino. Now, the reason I want to mention this is because it is Star Wars Day, May the 4th. May the 4th be with you. And we have that famous line in Star Wars, Luke, join me now and we will rule the galaxy as father and son. He says, join me now. Then he says, it is your destiny. Tu destino. So your destiny is what you are inevitably, what is inevitably going to happen in your life. Essentially, it was his destiny. Join me now. It's your destiny. Okay? Whereas your destination is tu destino in the sense of the traveling, for example. Your destination. Oh, we're going to the beach. What's your destination? The beach. You're traveling from the origin I'm flying from Madrid to London. Madrid is the origin. London is the destination. Destino. Destination in this case. So destiny is something that is inevitable. The inevitable outcome in your life, let's say. Whereas destination is where you're traveling to. Okay. Now, we also have a question that came in from Mario. Now, I know people are saying, Kyle, you already did the by request section. And that's true. I did. But it's good for what's the difference, because it's what is the difference between reply, response, and answer? And this is kind of tough, right? Answer, contestar, contestación. So the answer is the response to a question. It's a response to a question that satisfies the person asking the question. Okay? That would be an answer. Now, a reply is almost like a reaction to some prompt or to some question, you know? And then response is, yeah, to give information back. So these are estamos rizando el rizo, right? Here, these are very similar. But if someone gives you, if someone asks a question, you should answer them. To reply, you reply by giving information, which may or may not be an answer. And your response is essentially your reaction, how you respond. He asked me a question, and I responded by running away. I didn't answer him. My response was to leave. But, basically, contestación should be answer. Okay, hopefully that makes sense. I think sometimes as I try to explain these things more and more, maybe they get a bit more complicated, a bit more confusing, but anyway, hopefully that is fairly clear. Let's look at today's awesome adjective.
A, amazing. B, beautiful. C, cheap. D, dirty. E, expensive. F, friendly. G, good. H, happy. I, interesting. J, jealous.
Awesome adjectives.
Well, our awesome adjective today is runny. Ooh. Runny, pero ¿qué es eso? Well, it means essentially liquid. So if something, if you have a perfect example, is something that it may be liquid, it may be solid, but in this case it is liquid, like an egg, yema de huevo, the egg yolk. If you don't cook the yolk very much, the yolk remains runny. And on Friday, on the Friday edition of the Drive Time Show, I was talking about eggs, los huevos. Yeah, and I was talking about how I love to eat eggs. I eat a lot of eggs. I like them a lot. And my favorite way to have a yolk is to have a runny yolk. Yema, pues, líquido. Runny. R-U-N-N-Y. And I'm saying yolk, que es la yema de huevo. Chiste, joke. Yema, yolk. Yolk. Es otro sonido. Joke. It's more like a CH, vocalized CH. Joke. Yema, yolk. Right? Like the sound of yet, todavía, yet. ¿Y el tipo de avión? Jet. So I take the, instead of the Y, I change to a CH and I activate the vocal cords and have the J. Jet. Jet. Have you seen the jet yet? Okay. Anyway, that is today's awesome adjective. But why don't we go ahead with a little bit of pronunciation? Since we started already, let's jump forward with today's pronunciation.
How are you?
No. How are you?
I'm very excited.
I'm very excited. Not very. I'm very excited.
Would you like to go?
No, you have to say, would you like to go?
Pronunciation.
All right, so we already practiced that concept of the J, la Jota, But we can review this. Let's reinforce this concept a little bit. Okay, we have the J. Like I said, we're starting with the CH, activating the vocal cords, and we have words like jello. Jello, que es tipo de gelatina. Jello. Amarillo es otra cosa. Amarillo would be yellow. Gelatina, amarillo. Yellow jello. Yellow jello. And yet, like I said, yet de todavía, not yet. Someday I'm going to go to Russia, but I haven't gone there yet. Not yet, yet. And when I go, I may fly there in a jet. J-E-T, jet, jet. So we have words with the J like job, July, jump. Zumo, ¿qué es? ¿Cómo se dice? Well, juice. We don't say juice, we say juice, juice, juice. Japan, jacket, just, jam. What did you have for breakfast? Just jam. Solo mermelada. I didn't have ham, I had jam. Jamón, ham. Mermelada, jam. Enero, January. Proyecto, project. Notice we don't say project, we say project, ject. And then the G of words like German. Alemán, German. Paloma, pigeon. Geography, gentleman. Geology, gym. Allergy, biology. Energy, changes, los cambios, changes. Stranger, pages, bridges, messages. Gin, ginger, giraffe. Engineer, region, religion. Okay, so let's practice with a few sentences. Unas, pues, trabalenguas. Él es gestor de proyectos en su nuevo trabajo. How would you say that? Él es, pues, gestor de proyectos en su nuevo trabajo. He's a project manager in his new job. He is a project manager in his new job. En su nuevo trabajo. Project. Project manager in his new job. Es una ingeniera alemana que vive en Japón. She's a German engineer. She's a German engineer living in Japan. Que vive en Japón. She's a German engineer living in Japan. La analogía con el jengibre era raro. Bueno, rara, perdón, era rara, pero original. The analogy with the ginger was strange, but original. Yeah. The analogy with the ginger, was strange, but original. Original. All right. That was our pronunciation for today, the G and the J. But let's go ahead, everybody, and do something that we do almost every day on the show. You know, I love learning other things, especially history. So let's go back in time and look at this day, May 4th, today in history. Today in history. Yes, we're going back in time. First of all, back to 1929. On this day was the birth of Audrey Hepburn. Now, her name at birth was Ada Van Hemstra Hepburn Rushton. Ada Van Hemstra Hepburn Rushton, who would later on be better known to fans around the world as Audrey Hepburn. And she was born near Brussels in Belgium. Her father was an English banker, and her mother a Dutch baroness. She was attending school in London when World War II broke out, to start. During the war, the Nazis occupied Holland, where young Audrey and her mother were staying, and the family had a tough time. They suffered many hardships, but she continued to pursue her ballet studies, and when the war ended, she went back to London, where she got work as a model and started acting in small parts on stage and also a little bit on screen. And then in 1951, she was, as they say, discovered by the French writer Colette when she was in Monaco shooting a film. Now, Colette insisted that Hepburn be cast in the title role of the Broadway version of her novel, Gigi. So the young actress went to New York and made her Broadway debut that same year. That was 1951, su estreno, her debut. She was, I guess, 22 or 23 around that time. Now, Gigi was a big success. And her success with Gigi led directly to her being cast, right, to be cast, to be assigned a role. The lead role in the 1953 film Roman Holiday, where she portrayed a very confident, let's say, young princess who falls in love with a journalist, played by Gregory Peck, while on the loose in Rome. Now, Hepburn won an Academy Award for Best Actress. She won a Tony Award for Best Actress for the same year for her role in Ondine. And over the next decade, Audrey Hepburn would really prove to be one of the biggest names in Hollywood, and had hit films like Sabrina, Funny Face in 1957, working along with some of the biggest male actors in the world, Fred Astaire in 1957 in Funny Face, and Love in the Afternoon along with Gary Cooper. That was also in 1957. And then along came Breakfast at Tiffany's in 1961. With that one, she earned her fourth Oscar for Best Actress. And she started a little bit of a controversy when she was chosen to star as Eliza Doolittle in the film version of the musical My Fair Lady. That was in 1964. And Julie Andrews had done the role on Broadway, but they chose Audrey Hepburn to do it in the film. That was a little bit controversial. But 3 years later, Hepburn scored her fifth Academy Award nomination for the movie Waiting Until Dark. And by the time the 80s came along, the 1980s, she sort of went into a semi-retirement, where she started to dedicate most of her energy to charitable causes, especially UNICEF, the United Nations Children Fund. And she was named a special ambassador for UNICEF in 1988. And with UNICEF, she traveled around the world. She went to places like Guatemala, Honduras, Venezuela, El Salvador, also Turkey, Thailand, Bangladesh, Sudan, and Africa. And she had a very strong public voice for the organization, helping raise money, recaudar fondos, to raise money and awareness for its work by speaking before the U.S. Congress. And in 1992, she was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom in the U.S. Now, Audrey Hepburn made her final film appearance in a movie called Always in 1989. She played an angel in the movie. In 1992, shortly after returning from a UNICEF trip to Somalia, she was diagnosed with colon cancer. She went through surgery that November, but died on January 20th, 1993, at her home in Switzerland. She was 63 years old. Now, also on this day, we're going to change subjects here. Also on this day, in 1979, Margaret Thatcher became British Prime Minister. And I mentioned earlier on in the show, the origin of this, "May the 4th be with you," was actually a slogan commemorating the importance of Margaret Thatcher's election. It was a campaign, actually, for sort of a campaign slogan of the importance of this election, the election event. As Margaret Thatcher was elected on this day in 1979, she stayed in office for 11 years. They called her the Iron Lady because of her hard governing style. She introduced a series of political and economics initiatives intended to reverse high unemployment and fix Britain's struggles with an ongoing recession. So her political philosophy emphasized deregulation, especially in the financial sector, flexible labor markets, the privatization of state-owned companies, and reducing the power of trade unions. She was a very, very controversial politician. And still to this day, years after her death, some consider her as one of the best prime ministers ever, while others would call her exactly the opposite. So a controversial figure, certainly. All right, what isn't controversial is the importance of developing agility with the interrogative form in English. And practice, 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 as we like to do. So why don't we go ahead with my favorite exercise. You know this one, the interrogative challenge.
Interrogative challenge.
All right, you know this one. I'm going to give you the answer to the question, and you can ask me the question that I've already answered. Okay, so if I say, it's blue, you'll say, Kyle, what color is it? Okay, so here we go. Number one, her preferred charitable organization was UNICEF. What was her preferred charitable organization? Her last movie was called Always. What was her last movie called? Her last movie came out in 1989. When did her last movie come out? When did her last movie come out? Margaret Thatcher became Prime Minister in 1979. When did Margaret Thatcher become Prime Minister? Prices are falling because no one is buying. Prices falling. Hey, why are prices falling? Oh, they're falling because no one is buying. Interest rates fell 2% last year. How much did interest rates fall last year? How much did interest rates fall last year? I ate an omelet for breakfast this morning. What did you eat for breakfast this morning? John is a lawyer. What does John do? What does John do? We have two sentences left. How many sentences do we have left? I like this exercise because it's helpful. Why do you like this exercise? Hey, Kyle, why do you like this exercise? Yeah, because it's helpful, because it's very useful for people trying to develop agility with the interrogative form. Okay. All right, guys, I am going to... Well, we're going to finish there, but I want to remind you that if you want to practice with these exercises, you can simply go to ivox.com or download the iVox app and listen to the Drive Time Show. We have many, many episodes completely free. No question, nada. Completely free. You can go to the app and listen to more episodes of the Drive Time Show. You can also search on ivox.com or on Spotify. You can find lots of episodes of the show and work with those challenges to improve your agility. Now, if you're interested in English classes, the place to go online, of course, is GrupoVon.com. And you can find the best teachers, I'm going to say in the world, now offering video conference classes, bringing the Vaughn method right into your home. And you can find out more information by visiting GrupoVon.com. And you can find information on prices, different class arrangements, and see what suits you best. So depending on the time you have and the commitment you are ready to make, Vaughn will gladly figure out a solution for you. And so I encourage you to go there to GrupoVaughn.com to get more information. I'll be back tomorrow with another edition of the Drive Time Show. Thank you for listening. My name is Kyle Miller. It means a lot to have you there listening every day. Thank you so much. And I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Más información sobre cualquiera de nuestros cursos, llámanos al 91-133-5833 y te ayudaremos con lo que necesites. 91-133-5833.
Que tus hijos se aburren en el campamento de verano es porque no los has enviado con Vaughan. Porque si buscas un campamento en el que se diviertan, pero de verdad, donde además hablen en inglés todo el rato, tráelos a nuestros campamentos de verano Vaughan en España. Ávila, Cantabria, Valencia, Guadalajara. Tenemos